USA Radio News.
House Democrats plotting to impeach President Trump again. Articles of impeachment to be introduced Monday accuse Trump of inciting insurrection. A White House spokesman says this should be a time of healing and unity, not further division. Meanwhile, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski calling on Trump to resign. She tells the Anchorage Daily News he has caused enough damage. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he wants Trump removed by invoking the 25th Amendment. Another 3,400 COVID deaths in the U.S. on Friday, this after a record number of deaths on Thursday, over 4,000. Dr. Dora Kass tells CBS News how we can start to see better numbers.
The most important thing for patients to know is that this can stop. We can get back the resources we have as long as patients stop getting infected from this virus. So if we want to save all the lives we can, we need to stop the spread of this virus.
On a bright note, over 6 million vaccine doses have been administered so far in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The Biden administration vows to ramp up vaccine rollout. Tim Berg has more.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Flags at the Capitol lowered to half staff in honor of fallen Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. He died after collapsing after clashing with protesters on Wednesday. Vice President Mike Pence calls Sicknick an American hero who gave his life defending our Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A man who invaded the U.S. Capitol this week has been arrested. Jeremy Scott has more.
60-year-old Richard Barnett of Gravette, Arkansas, was pictured sitting at a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. He turned himself into the FBI on Friday and is being held without bond. Barnett is accused of entering Congresswoman Pelosi's office, taking some of her mail, and leaving a note behind. He has identified himself on social media as a Trump supporter and gun rights advocate. Barnett faces 3 federal charges and up to a year in prison. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Twitter facing some backlash over its decision to suspend President Trump. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tweeting last night that Twitter is making a serious mistake. He adds the fact that the Ayatollah can tweet but Trump can't says a lot about the people who run Twitter. Twitter says it's banning Trump due to the risk of further incitement of violence. Trump could take his social media activities to an app more of his followers are using, Parler. That app, though, running into its own problems. Google announcing yesterday it's banning Parler from its app store. Google says Parler has failed to implement robust moderation for egregious content. Apple is considering a similar ban. Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Peacock tells Fox News that would put the app in a tough spot.
This is very huge because Apple in particular carries our app on the App Store, and as far as I know, technically there's no other way to deliver it. So if they choose to withdraw their services and hosting us on their store, we're toast there.
Parler CEO, meanwhile, says violence is already against their rules. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.